If Yancey County can't get its financial budgets in shape, the state has the authority to take over county operations and run local government. And that has commissioners worried.
When local governments get in situations such as this, the state can take over the operation of that local government. They have done it before. I think the most recent instance of this was in Graham County a few years ago. The state would be able to come in, set their own tax rate, write their own budgets, and pretty much run Yancey County business. This would be the worst thing that could possibly happen to our county, besides being embarrassing and a lot of other bad things that would probably result in a significant increase in taxes. And that's certainly not anything we want to do, or certainly the citizens don't want. It is imperative, and we really have no choice but to get this budget back in order, and we intend to do that.
Yancey Commission Chairman John Renfro. At the December commissioners meeting, the county's auditor told them if budget cuts aren't made soon, the county could be out of money in March, and by the end of June, which is the end of the county's fiscal year, the county will be as much as $977,000 in the red. Chairman Renfro says the county has identified around $700,000 in budget cuts that should be in place by the end of January. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.